Hey folks, this is John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach, or at least I did before the whole world changed. Now during our coronavirus shutdown, our whole plan has been upended, and this is one small ripple effect of the same. So instead of podcasts every week, every Monday in the car while I'm driving back from work as a high school instructional coach, I'm doing coaching remotely, and I'm doing it daily. New episodes here being pushed out over the telephone. I record while I'm on my walks or I'm on, getting the mail, doing work around my house. And I'm pushing them out every day, which is different, but in some ways maybe necessary, because in a time of uncertainty, in a time of unprecedented change, to have some port in a storm, some stability, could be a really good thing. So I want to offer whatever I can to help get you there. I apologize for the noise in the background. It is a nice day here in Washington, D.C., so people are driving. Likewise, we've changed our podcast production schedule. So instead of publishing once a week on Mondays, we're now publishing every single day during the weekdays between now and the end of our school year. Because everything's changing, ups and downs, highs and lows, and new information on the daily. So what can we do to help people get through the crazy? And having an instructional coach in your pocket in a time where everything is being written on the daily is probably a good thing. So I want to help out with that too. Today, we're going to talk more about helpers and how we can help, even if our physical classroom has been put on the back burner while we're in this digital distance learning, learn from anywhere platform. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first things first, if you like what you're hearing and you want to help the podcast get in the hands of other teachers, feel free to hit the button that says subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. If you wanted to leave a nice rating, it helps the podcast find its way into the hands of other people, which is awesome. So feel free to message that sucker over. And if you want to keep the conversation going, message me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching. Love teaching and want to get better at it. If I talk with teachers, whether it's littles, middles, high school, adult learners, whether you teach English, math, science, religion, history, world languages, PE, business, music, art, whatever you do, we're all teachers. That's a good thing. And helping each other out is a good thing too. You hear the dog in the background. I want to help him out. Hey, puppy. Hello. Hi. Just to show you how much editing goes into these podcasts. Third thing, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline. And I'm fired up to get kids fired up. And I use the inspirations from theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms, which for me is awesome. Gets me fired up because I love those things. So making my classroom feel a little bit more fun, a little bit more engaging, a little bit more exciting, that's the goal. I want to help teachers however I can to do the same sort of thing in their classrooms. I have a ton of resources I share on the website totally for free. I hate it when people waste my time or waste my money as an educator. So take stuff, use stuff, whatever you can do. Please have it. Let's go. If you like it, give it to people, make it better. And I have a book. It's called Adrenaline Rush, and it's about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. So, that's all that, and now let's get into this. Talk about helping. Talking about helping one another out, talking about working together in times where things are really hard, and trying to make sense of the new normal in a time where it feels like everything is crazy. You know, I'm reminded of the quote from Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, who, when he was a boy, he said every time he would see scary things happening, he would start to panic, and his mother would tell him to look for the helpers. You'll always find people who are trying to help in times where things are bad. And today, talking about helping, during this time of the coronavirus, this shutdown, this pandemic, I want to encourage us as educators to look for the helpers, and what helpers look like can be really helpful for our students to focus on the positive and amplify the things that maybe are a little bit more within their control. Everyone feels powerless in this moment. Everyone feels like they wish they could do more to, you know, alleviate the situation in these times where, you know, these daily numbers are piling up and it's just awful news left and right. You know, how can we as educators look for the helpers and give our students a peace of mind or, you know, a safety where they can say, you know what, this is bad, but it's not all bad. My teacher is X, or these people are X, or these companies are X. And in order to help make maybe a little less suck from this time through. So I wanted to highlight some things that I'm seeing as an educator and encourage you in your classroom to do the same things for teachers and your building, for your principals, for your students, and really anything we can do to even help their families see we're here for you. I was in a conversation this morning on a Zoom call with our school nurse, and she said parents are coming by the school to pick up their students' medications. And she said, you would not believe how humbled these parents are and humbling the conversations are when the parents are like, you know, just that the students are feeling safe and supported because their teachers are reaching out regularly via email, via discussion forums, via Zoom chats, right? Like making ourselves available to the people who we're trying to serve. That's huge. That's a big deal. For a lot of our students who might come from houses where there is no stability, either a mom or a dad or a grandma or grandpa is sick or immunocompromised, has lost their job, is trying to figure out what they do next. If you're in a private school and they're having issues where mom and or dad are losing work, that could mean that you are losing students to enroll because they can't afford the tuition anymore, right? If you're having issues where moms or dads are sick and the parents have to be at home, you know, they might be quarantined or isolated from their own families, and students have to then take care of their family members. Like, how hard that must be as children. So parents have come to the school, you know, to pick up medicine, and like a just a quick, you know, hey, we got you. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you if you're a person of faith. And they have shared incredibly humbling, incredibly kind things about that teachers are the helpers, that they're showing up in Zoom chats. They're doing goofy stuff. They're doing fun stuff. They're doing things to help kids feel safe and supported online. That matters. That's a big deal. And then giving our students the chance to feel seen and feel heard, it matters. You know, like letting them know you're not alone. I got you. We're here. And I don't know, if we need to punt on some of these deadlines and dates and assignments, let's do that. Because I want to make sure that you are okay more than anything. Letting our students know that they're okay, that it's okay to make mistakes, that it's okay to feel scared. We are their helpers, and we have a chance to kind of model that from the top. Likewise, thank you and to the helpers who are our school administrators, right? My school administration holds office hours. My principal holds office hours once a week. And he just does a Zoom call. Anybody who wants to can dial in. How cool is that, right? He won't even have business items to talk to everybody. He just wants to check in, let you know he's thinking of you. He said to me today, hey, John, how was WrestleMania? I know you were supposed to have tickets and go to Tampa this year. Did you watch it on TV? Like, what was it like because the live event was canceled? What a cool, kind, human thing to do. And because human conversation is so limited in these days, to have somebody still rooting for you, right? There's a helper thing, you know? And then he's asking someone else, hey, I like your hair. You're styling it a different way at a time you don't have access to a barber or a stylist. You know, little moments where you feel seen and feel heard. Really important if we can do the same thing with our own students. How cool that could be too, right? Thinking about other ways we can help our students, parents and teachers reaching out and creating these fun assignments that have a sense of social justice or kindness, where students are doing things like using a template online to design a logo for a mask that a rescue worker could wear. Talk about students who, you know, this is great for younger grades. Take a mask and draw your favorite logo. So maybe it's a Minecraft-inspired mask or a Fortnite-inspired mask. Maybe it's a, you know, favorite hockey team or baseball team or, you know, soccer team or football team. Whatever it is, that thing helps a student in a small way feel like they're helping. And maybe that first thing inspires the second thing or the third thing, where then it's, hey, you know what? We have these mask templates. Hey, Mom, do you think we can make real masks? Can we cut up some old t-shirts and make some masks? Hey, Dad, do you think I could borrow some rubber bands and, you know, an old t-shirt to chop up and, you know, make these things for family and friends and loved ones or people who are trying to do service? I'm talking about looking for the helpers. There's that wonderful video you've probably seen online with John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, who are posting out the daily or the weekly SGN, Some Good News, where they're just highlighting teachers and parents and frontline workers, rescue workers, companies all over the world who are doing that thing, just trying to make the world a better place and highlight some of the good stuff while they're bringing in their celebrity Rolodex of friends. One of the things that I noticed on there was they mentioned teachers who are, sorry, there's cars zipping by, teachers who are turning their maker spaces into maker spaces for printing 3D printed versions of face shields for for hospitals. And something as simple as taking a 3D printed model of a face shield and clipping to it a transparency from an overhead or a clear protection sheet. It's a makeshift way to keep people safe and supported. How cool, right? Looking for the helpers. And if you're in the tech field, if you're in a library, if you're in a place where you just have access to 3D printing, you can take these open source versions of 3D printables and put them in play so that your students or your classes or your own spaces become makerspaces. And your own students, if they have access to these things at their own homes, can likewise support the cause, even if they're not there physically in space. I think that's an awesome, awesome way to help kids know, hey, even if you're not here, you're here. I got you. We're with you. Talking about helping, and I think there's a lot of ways that we can do it. I also want to put a shout out or a shine on a lot of these education companies, a lot of these tech companies who in this time of crisis have opened up their resources so that they can help people out with extended free trials or free access to their servers or to their sites or to their tools or their apps. Zoom, for example. Zoom is a paid service, and for all of its faults, and there are plenty of things that Zoom raises questions about, Zoom has opened up its entire service for educators for free, to the point where it's become almost commonplace to log in online to a Zoom meeting 2 or 3 or 4 times a day. I think for educators, that's important. That's the thing that they didn't have to do, and they chose to do it. Now, I do understand the idea of like opening the service up so that it becomes, quote, free, gets people hooked on the product, and they'll use it afterwards. But the truth is, Zoom meetings, I don't know that that's going to be a thing that people will necessarily need to have when they return to in-person learning. So they might just be using the trial version and never going back to it. That's a really good, kind thing to do. That's helping educators out everywhere. There's a lot of other ed tech companies who are doing the same thing. I started a podcast with some friends on the web, and we use Zencastr. Zencastr has made itself free for its premium model from now through the end of the school year to help teachers out when they're just trying to find another way to get some recordings done. For teachers who are dialing in and saying 2 or 3 teachers, hey, we're going to have a coffee hour and we're just going to talk and record it and push it out for our kids. That's awesome. What a cool service. What a cool platform. That's a way to help out classrooms everywhere with multiple audio tracks, they're able to just hit download with the push of a button. It's something that you might not think to ever use in your classroom ever again after the pandemic. But in this time of remote learning, that's a help. Tools and websites like GimKit, offering free extensions to like their basic platform. You just push a button right now and you can play a GimKit and see on your phone the leaderboard that typically would be displayed in class. That's a thing that would not otherwise have been available. And GimKit's people said, it's a cool feature, we're going to make it happen and we'll make it stick around afterwards because we just think it's good for teachers and good for students to have. That's a help, right? Flipgrid moved from videos that were, I think, limited at 5 minutes to 10-minute videos. That's huge. Like, that's a whole bunch of free video storage space on the internet, thanks to the kindness of the Flipgrid Corporation, which is owned by Microsoft. Like, that's a big, big deal. To have 10 minutes for each student or for each video to be submitted to a website that is password protected, where you know your kid is safe and supported when they're commenting or when they're sharing information. That's what we want to see happening. We want to see more of that. So again, I want to encourage us as educators to look for those helpers, the people who don't stop and then say, hey, if there's another way I can help out, I want to try. Even the most recently, Flipgrid has moved to having screencasting. So you can do screen recording from your own laptop and push that out in your Flipgrids. How cool, how helpful, right? And how necessary. And the beauty part about all of this is that Flipgrid is a free product that will be free for educators for forever, and that they're enhancing or increasing the offers of the services that they're providing. They don't have to do that. They choose to do that. And I understand cynics out there would say, well, they're doing it because they want to make you more loyal to Microsoft than you are to Google, blah, 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 blah. But again, they don't have to do it. They still chose to do it. And that, for me as a classroom teacher, is very, very helpful. So I appreciate it. So again, as a teacher, as a person, as a brother, as a son, just a person who's trying to connect with other people, in these moments where things are crazy, to find ourselves the occasion to look for those people, look for those moments, look for these companies, look for these organizations, look for these support teams who are making it so that we have something helpful, something a little easier, really does set a positive tone for our kids, for our classrooms, and for our schools. And then by focusing on the positive, that little chain reaction can be sparked. Hey, if Google can do X, and if Zoom can do Y, and Microsoft can do Z, what can I do? What can I do to move forward, to help out in a little way, to help my community, to help my kids, to help my school? And if that's spending 5 more minutes in responding to emails, or if that's taking another Zoom call, or if it's turning off the internet and just being with your own family, whatever it is, to focus on those things that are most helpful in a time where we could all use a little bit of help. I think it's really powerful, really empowering, and ultimately good for our kids, good for our classrooms, and good for all of us. So those are my thoughts for the day about things that can help us. I encourage you to keep helping one another through Twitter, through social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, online communication, certainly. But if you want to keep a conversation with me, feel free to shoot me a message on Twitter at @mehanedu. These podcasts are open every single day. It's a small way I can just kind of be as helpful as I can. Push a button, let's hang out, let's talk, and we'll be back with another episode tomorrow. You can hear the traffic is bad, and that's that. Be safe, be well, stay healthy, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks again.